From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. 2 years ago this month, a damning audit from the Cal State Chancellor's Office found years of significant financial mismanagement at Cap Radio, which is an auxiliary of Sacramento State. The 2023 audit came weeks after Cap Radio laid off staff and canceled four longtime music programs. In that time, a criminal investigation has surrounded former general manager June Reyna. This week, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office submitted its criminal probe to the district attorney, which is now reviewing possible criminal charges against Reyna, including embezzlement and grand theft. A team of Cap Radio journalists have been reporting on the public media station's financial crisis independently since the very beginning. Cap Radio politics editor Chris Nichols and senior producer Sarit Lashinsky join us with an update. And following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed their reporting before broadcast.
Sarit, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here, Chris.
Let's give our audience some background on Reyna, including the many, many high-level positions he held here at the station.
Yes. So June Reyna was a longtime Cap Radio executive. He was first hired by the public media station in 2007 as its chief financial officer. From there, he accumulated multiple executive-level positions. So he added chief operating officer to his title in 2012. Then in 2020, Reyna was promoted to the roles of general manager and executive vice president. So again, multiple titles, multiple executive leadership positions at the same time. And he served in those roles, ultimately resigning from Cap Radio in June 2023. And that's months before the initial audit into the station's finances were released.
And when Reyna became general manager here at Cap Radio, who did he take over for?
So Reyna took over from retiring Cap Radio general manager Rick Etchison. He stayed on as president emeritus until 2023. And we should also note that under Etchison, and especially under Reyna's tenure leading Cap Radio, that's when a lot of the station's big and ultimately controversial projects were undertaken. So plans for the Cap Radio live event space in downtown, adding a new downtown headquarters facility at 730 I Street, those have become synonymous with the station's financial mismanagement.
And Sarit, to be clear, June Reyna is the only individual who has been named in any sort of criminal or civil case, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so back to the news from this week. Cap Radio's independent internal team reported yesterday that the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office has turned over its criminal investigation involving Reyna and accusations of financial wrongdoing to local prosecutors. What have local law enforcement officials said?
So a spokesperson for the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office says their case was filed with the County District Attorney's Office on August 28th. The DA's office has confirmed it received the sheriff's office's referral and it's reviewing it. The sheriff's office says the investigation is centered around the unauthorized use of Cap Radio funds for personal gain and includes potential criminal charges for embezzlement and grand theft. But ultimately, it's going to be up to prosecutors to decide whether to bring those criminal charges or not.
Sarit, did the district attorney's office answer any questions about their review, including if and when potential criminal charges could be filed?
No, the DA's office did not respond to those specific questions. The only confirmation they gave is that they have started their review of this case.
Okay, so what we know is that the sheriff's office is done with its investigation. How long had that office been looking into Cap Radio's financial situation, and how exactly do we know that this is about June Reyna?
So Cap Radio asked the sheriff's office if they could identify specific individuals in their probe. The spokesperson declined to do so. They also declined to provide any more specifics about the investigation itself. However, last August, the sheriff's office did confirm to our independent reporting team that it was investigating Reyna. So this investigation has been ongoing for at least a year at this point.
Has Cap Radio management or Reyna's attorneys responded to this latest news?
So I did reach out to lawyers representing Reyna in his civil case. More on that in a second. And those are Albert Ellis and Adam Ramirez from the Stockton-based firm Hakeem Ellis, Marengo and Ramirez. We have not received a response from them to date. We did contact Cap Radio management about the news of the DA's case. The station's chief marketing and revenue officer, Chris Bruno, provided us with a prepared statement, and I'll read that right here. quote, "We are pleased that the criminal investigation into wrongdoings that have impacted Cap Radio, our members, and the community is moving forward. Despite those past actions, Cap Radio has orchestrated an extraordinary success story that now serves as a shining example of how to embrace transparency with the public and operate sustainably without government funding," unquote.
Okay, and just to clarify, that's a statement from Cap Radio management. But to be clear and add some context there, Cap Radio has been ineligible for government funding for 2 years now due to the financial rules the station broke, as laid out in recent station audits that we'll recap in a moment.
Correct.
Sarit, the news this week, it's the latest development in Cap Radio's efforts to just really reckon with this series of damning financial audits and examinations, and also to recoup money from its former general manager. Remind us about the civil court action Cap Radio took against Reyna late last year.
So last December, the public media station filed a civil lawsuit against Reyna, who is identified in his full name, Phidias June Reyna, in Yolo County Superior Court. The lawsuit accuses the former GM of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from Cap Radio to secretly enrich himself. It alleges that as a station executive, he had access and control over the station's bank accounts. Reyna's also accused of opening corporate credit cards, giving himself exclusive access and control without the knowledge or authority of the Cap Radio Board of Directors, and of using those credit cards for personal expenses.
And exactly how much is Reyna accused of misusing?
So he's alleged to have transferred over $370,000 in funds to personal accounts from 2017 until his resignation in 2023. The lawsuit also notes that this may have potentially stretched back even further from that. And these include an array of lavish expenses we've talked about previously. So international travel, vacations, golf fees, college tuition for his children, mortgage payments, alcohol, fine dining, and more.
And Cap Radio has also accused Reyna of misusing station funds related to his own home in West Sacramento, which is why the civil case was filed in Yolo County Superior Court. Could you explain what the station is alleging on that front?
Yes. So Reyna is accused of using station money to make over $100,000 worth of improvements to his home in West Sacramento. That home was put up for sale last year, but the listing was later removed around the same time that this lawsuit was filed.
Okay, so there are a lot of numbers here, a lot of accusations of wrongdoing. What is the total amount Cap Radio is seeking from Reyna in return?
So Cap Radio has been seeking at least $900,000 in damages from Reyna and for that home to be placed in a trust.
Sarit, let's spend some time on how June's defense team has responded to this civil lawsuit brought by Cap Radio. What have they said to defend their client?
So Reyna's attorney, Adam Ramirez, said in a court filing in March, his client denies making any mistakes regarding Cap Radio's accusations about stolen funding. His attorney says that if the former GM had made an error, it was, quote, made in good faith and unintentional. Ramirez also said Reyna had made appropriate corrections, repairs, replacement, or remedies once an error was noticed, but there wasn't any details about what those corrections or remedies actually were.
Okay, thank you for that context. Sarit, what is the latest on the potential settlement in this civil case that we've been talking about?
So you and I reported last month, lawyers for Reyna and Cap Radio were back in Yolo County Superior Court. It was a status conference, and there was a mention there that a settlement is in the works for the civil case. So Reyna's attorney, Ramirez, said negotiations are ongoing. He called them very fruitful and said that they thought they were at the point where they might be able to make a deal in the case. Cap Radio's attorney confirmed that the two sides were approaching a deal. The judge in that conference did set a next hearing date in the civil case, which is April 27th next year.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, I'm politics editor Chris Nichols talking with senior producer Sarit Lashinsky. Okay, Sarit, so as many of our listeners know, Cap Radio's financial crisis, it's played out now for more than 2 years. And to be clear, the management team that was present at the height of this crisis, they're no longer here. For a while now, the station's finances have stabilized. But this episode in Cap Radio's history led to some major consequences. What were some of those consequences? And let's also talk about how the station arrived in this situation.
Yes. So this has been a very long road. So just over 2 years ago now is when publicly things began to unravel at Cap Radio. So in August 2023, the station laid off 12% of its staff, canceled 4 popular music programs. And from an employee side, there's been a lot of staff turnover since then. So we personally have seen a lot of colleagues depart.
Yeah, there have been some major consequences, a major shakeup at the station. The first major audit in Cap Radio's finances, that was released 2 years ago, right?
Yes, in September 2023, so just a month after the initial layoffs, the first audit was released. That was from the California State University Chancellor's Office. It found years of significant financial mismanagement at Cap Radio, ranging from failure to make payments on a loan from Sac State, which is our license holder. We're an auxiliary of the university, to poor financial practices, incomplete record keeping, and a host of other discrepancies.
Okay. And then another major report came out on Cap Radio, correct?
Yes. So just over a year ago, we're talking August 2024 now, a long-awaited forensic examination from the Roseville-based firm Clifton Larson Allen, which was commissioned by Sac State, that was released. It found over $760,000 in unsupported payments, which weren't backed up by receipts or expense reports. That was paid out to Cap Radio employees. Over half of that amount, over $400,000, was made to one station executive. The name was initially redacted in the examination, but our independent reporting team was able to positively identify that individual as June Reyna. And a largely unredacted version of that document, that report, was later released as well.
And Sarit, it's not just the CSU Chancellor's Office that's taken a look at Cap Radio's finances, right?
No. That's correct. There's also been scrutiny from the federal level. So in April, a couple months ago, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is a private nonprofit dedicated to distributing funding to public media organizations like Cap Radio across the country, it released audit reports on Cap Radio and the station's two affiliates. That's North State Public Radio in Chico and KHSU in Humboldt. They're managed and operated by Cap Radio. Those audit reports found the station's overstated funding, reported questionable costs, and failed to comply with financial requirements and grant guidelines. Just one point to note on that time period, those reports looked at the period between July 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2023. That's the same time frame as that previous forensic examination I mentioned. Auditors suggested that Cap Radio, NSPR, and KHSU should repay that overawarded funding, those questioned grant costs, as well as penalties for their noncompliance. All three stations were also removed from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting's Community Service Grant Program. So when you mentioned earlier regarding Chris Bruno's statement, that's why Cap Radio has not been eligible to get federal funding. And finally, Chris, I want to mention you've been part of this internal reporting group since the beginning. Why did the newsroom decide to form this group in the first place?
That's right, Sarit. I think as employees and as journalists here, we know that our audience expects transparency. They place a lot of trust in us. They make financial contributions to us to keep this station going. And in return, as a newsroom, we felt an obligation to report on Cap Radio's financial crisis, just like we'd report on a crisis at any other major institution in the Sacramento area. It's not an easy task. It can be awkward asking critical questions of our coworkers, our management, but we feel it's important to shed light on this story, and we plan to continue to do so.
And that is Cap Radio Politics Editor Chris Nichols and Senior Producer Sarit Leshinsky updating the latest into Cap Radio's former General Manager, June Reyna. The Sacramento County District Attorney's Office is reviewing potential criminal charges, including embezzlement and grand theft, following a 2023 CSU audit detailing significant financial mismanagement at the public media station, which is an auxiliary of Sac State. Following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or news executive reviewed this independent reporting before it was posted or broadcast. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a few minutes.